Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero in the snow part. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we're doing things just a little bit differently. If you call, text, tweet, send a raven, streak naked through the studio, put odds on it. All right, I'm going to wrap up the Manziel thing because I really want to move on and get back to penis jokes.
Okay.
But
this is too much sports.
Well, yeah, and see, this is the second time now in 2 days that I've fallen into this trap. It's like, okay, you're going to talk some sports. And then we wind up talking sports.
Too much sports.
And I wanted to get to this because I know there's people out there that still like this guy from college and think he's going to be something. But I even have a lot of Aggie friends now who are like, dude, I'm out on this guy in the pros. There's just no way. But Josh, who wrote a master's preview, by the way, on Sports Map, which I'll tout that in a second, but says Manziel's typical of his generation. Everything was handed to him, and he gets upset when something isn't and had no idea how to work. But see, I think the one difference is when you're really good at something and you don't have to work, some people aren't going to.
Right.
And I'm not blaming him entirely for this, but I'm also not buying into this whole image repair thing he's trying to do because it's bull bleep. And, you know, I guess a better example is like, okay, like Joel Blank. Joel's established. He's got the third highest rated show in the city.
He's very famous.
And he's been, you know, been in the business for a while. He didn't have to, you know, y'all have to write for Sports Map. But he didn't have to go and make these videos that he's doing, one with Mario Ellie every week, which is really good, the two-man game. He does one on his own. And he's going out doing extra work. And yeah, I respect that. What I don't respect is guys who, you know, don't put in the work and then blame somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what this is here. And I would be willing to bet on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. I'll put a percentage on it. 90% of the people listening to the show right now have somebody in their office that's exactly like that. It won't be any blitzers. And a lot of people asking me how they can see the live stream. It's not really available for the public.
Yeah, it's not live yet.
I mean, it's live. I mean, I could give it to you, but Brandon would probably come in and hit me with a baseball bat because we haven't.
It's not ready.
It's not ready. It looks good, but it doesn't look great. We're not to the great part yet. And we will let you know. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. All right. What do you want to get to?
Do you want to go non-sports for a little while?
Yeah, let's do that.
Break it up because we've been, I want to say, overly sportsy. We
did one segment that was pretty much all sports.
Okay. It was exhausting. I found a story today that had a lot of interesting factors. Then overall, I think it made made for a fun thing. Twin sisters threatened their exes on the same night. They're both facing assault charges. This is in Pennsylvania. After authorities alleged they threatened their ex-girlfriends with a knife and a pair of scissors. So we're talking about lesbians.
Okay, so twin girls.
Twin lesbian sisters.
But that sounds like a Pornhub video.
Right?
Doesn't it?
But it would have to be stepsisters, otherwise it's weird.
Yeah.
Nikita Bonilla and Natasha DeJesus Bonilla have both been charged in connection to an alleged attack that occurred last week inside an apartment. $10,000 bail for each of the twins. They were dispatched at about 1 a.m. last Friday to investigate a reported domestic incident involving a weapon. When officers arrived, they identified the 23-year-old sisters as the, quote, aggressors. One victim reported that she had been in a relationship with Bonilla, which, by the way, they don't say which Bonilla. They're both named Bonilla. So this story did a poor job of reporting.
Yeah, you got to tell us whether it's Natasha or Nikita.
Right. Who had come to the apartment to gather her belongings. Well, that caused a disturbance. And it caused one of the Bonilla sisters to grab a pair of kitchen scissors and corner the victim by the front door. She allegedly said she didn't care if she went to jail for killing her. Very bold. DeJesus Bonilla. Oh, so they're going with Bonilla and DeJesus Bonilla.
Ah.
So this was Nikita Bonilla. Right. Now here's Natasha.
I need a scorecard.
Natasha was also at the apartment to gather her personal belongings when she allegedly grabbed a kitchen knife and threatened her ex. The victim was cornered on the couch as Nikita and Natasha allegedly threatened to take turns stabbing her. So they had one cornered in the by the front door with scissors and another cornered on the couch with a knife. Police said they arrived before anyone was injured and everyone was separated. The victims and witnesses provided statements and police gathered up the knife and scissors. Authorities charged each sister with a single misdemeanor count of simple assault and terroristic threats and a summary count of harassment.
It's one of my that's one of my favorite crimes.
Terroristic
making
threat.
Terroristic threats.
Yeah.
That and criminal mischief.
They'll be back in court on April 6th. No pictures of the lesbian twin sisters. I guess I could like do a Facebook search and find out what they look like. But I'll be honest. I'm not looking to date girls that are breaking out scissors and threatening to stab you. I would stay if I were those exes, I think they made the right call.
I've had a couple.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, that's not for me.
Way back in the day.
That is not for me.
You know, maybe it's just I've gotten better at recognizing crazy. Because when you're young, if they're really attractive, you don't, you know, you make allowances, right? You're like, okay, yeah, she kind of scared me a little bit with this, but she looks really good in the bikini. I'm going to pass on getting rid of her yet. And then she cuts up your clothes with scissors or tries to shoot your gun at you or, you know, sets one of your guitars on fire. Yeah. So.
There was also a story out of England where a 19-year-old girl was fat shamed, Fred. Can you believe it?
That's not cool.
Yeah, it's not very nice. They had a post-Easter sale at this cupcake store. And she was, this wasn't even in England. This was in Valparaiso, Indiana. It's just from an English website. My bad. Her name was Vega Blossom.
Stripper.
No, she was a
future stripper.
Great big fat person.
Some people like strippers like that.
Yeah, it's true. She's a size 18, it says here. Which, and then it shows a picture of her. I mean, she's not like, she's not the fattest. But as folks will do, this was almost closing time. So, and you know, at closing time, usually cupcakes go on sale. Like,
yeah.
They'll, for the last 30 minutes or something, they'll and all they be like a like, dollar or
and they
whatever.
Taste like ass, too, because they've been sitting there all day.
Yeah, you got to get it. They got to get rid of them by the end of the day. Well, some lady behind her said, I hope this fat bitch doesn't buy all the cupcakes.
You can't. I mean, I.
Vega
people
had.
People probably think that a lot, but you don't say that.
Vega had only planned on buying 6 cupcakes, but then she decided to purchase the shop's entire stock of 20 cupcakes to teach the lady behind her a lesson. So she had enough money to buy all the cupcakes and basically give a middle finger to the lady behind her who called her a fat bitch.
Good for her.
I like it.
I do too. Glenn Davis is in the house. You know, this live stream set's going to look really good with Glenn in here.
Oh, yeah. He's handsome.
Glenn is a handsome man. So this is why we got it, not for us. A couple people still asking about NHL players. There's only three games tonight, and I don't really like any of them enough to throw any money at. But I promise I will have one tomorrow for the people.
Okay. It's good of you.
Yeah, I've quietly put together a Hoffman college basketball like hockey season so far.
Good for you.
I was about 55% until the right when they started doing those 5-day breaks right before the All-Star break, and I've been clipping along at almost 70% since then. It's just been unreal. So I mentioned this just for future bet purposes. I think either Nashville or Winnipeg is going to win it. I was telling you that off air. I kind of think it's your Preds year. So, but I think that Winnipeg Nashville second round thing is going to be interesting. But I think it's going to be a Pred year. All right, 713-780 ESPN. Do you see that? This does not surprise me at all. But of course, the Masters starts tomorrow.
And are we going to play our Masters game?
You want to do that, John? I haven't done any preparation.
I haven't either.
I'm basically going to go get the betting favorites and leave Tiger Woods off my list.
Yeah, isn't that what we usually do?
Yeah, right. No preparation whatsoever. Just
you do that later today?
Yeah, we'll do that later today.
Well, 5:30.
Okay. We'll get to this when we come back, but a few things on Sports Map to go check out today. Steven, who is the editor over at Culture Map, has a Q&A with Lance McCullers. Gives his 10 steps to winning the World Series title last year. Joel Blank has a Rockets video up. Do you want regular season awards or playoff success? Dell had a very fun column on it's sad that golf is begging for Tiger Woods to make the sport relevant again.
I don't think it's sad.
I think it's sad. I'm with him. Our buddy Tim Burgess wrote a real good piece on the five most likely guys to stand in for Canelo against Triple G. Put that up last night.
You mean to lay down?
A couple of them do sound interesting. So go read a story. It's pretty good. We've got the two-man game with Mario Elie and Joel Blank, a video there for our WWE fans. We've got our weekly recap of that.
Finally.
Lance Zierlein says, despite all this LeBron talk, the MVP race is over and it's Harden. Josh Rapp did his 2018 Masters preview, and of course he's excited about Tiger, like everybody else is. And Jerry Bow, who apparently has been killing it on soccer, he's got his five betting tips, putting some strategies for baseball and things like that.
All right.
That's on the site. And then also from yesterday, the weekly soccer recap. So from Victor. So, I mean, busy, busy day on the site. There's something for everybody. Go check it out, please. And we come back. It's not really a sports story, but it involves the Masters. So I'm not taking us back into sports necessarily. Well, you'll just have to come back in here. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. I got loyalty. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Mike says Ohtani just hit his second home run. That's going to be an interesting story all year. See what he can
guess
do.
I better put in a waiver claim. Some dummy in my league dropped him.
Oh, really?
It's the same dummy that had Loyola in the Final Four and then scratched him.
Ah!
And that same dummy that had Villanova winning and scratched him, too.
Why did that dummy drop him?
Because he was, I don't know, I needed I forgot what position I needed, and Ohtani can only be in utility. And I needed a backup something. And
should have made a trade.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Trade.
And he went really cheap, too.
He did.
Apparently, Jong is the guy who's supporting everybody else in this league. He's been doing it for years. You should be encouraging him. No, that was the right move, Jong. You did the right thing. Jong's a sucker at the table. You need him. Couple things from Twitter real quick. Big Dog says, I'd like to hear the flaming guitar story. I don't know that I want to go there. It's been more than 30 years, though, so maybe one of these days I'll tell that story, but it's not as funny as it sounds. I mean, you've got an $800 guitar sitting in the front yard on fire. It's not funny.
It's not good. It's not funny.
It's
not funny.
Yeah. And it's one of those where you kind of think, okay, I probably in the relationship with the wrong person.
Yeah.
Probably isn't going to work out.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah. And at one time, I had like 21 guitars, and that drove her nuts. And it was,
I mean, that is overkill. What
well,
are you going to do
was.
With it?
Well, I was playing at the time. And so
yeah, but I mean, it's not like you were, you know, in Metallica.
No.
You're just a regular dude who, like, plays in a band on the side. At 21 guitars is ridiculous.
At the time, I thought I was going to be Metallica, okay? Wow. Everybody has that, you know, when you go into it, that's what you think.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No. Like, you think when I started fighting that I thought I was going to be Anderson Silva?
Yeah, but you didn't start fighting until you were in your 40s.
I'm not even 40 yet.
You're what, 29 when you started doing that?
I'm just saying, but I
there's a difference when you're a 19-year-old kid and you know you're pursuing this stuff, you think you're going to be big. You got to believe in yourself. Didn't work out.
I wish you would have known me then. I would have told you that wasn't going to work.
Just go on record as saying if I could have handled the lifestyle better, I might have done okay. It wouldn't have been Metallica, but, you know.
You can't handle the lifestyle.
I certainly couldn't. But let's see, what else do we got on Twitter here? Lauren the Aggie, going back to your story, so did she threaten her with scissors or with scissoring? And I think she means she's unclear about it, but it came out as I'm nuclear about that. I would be very scared to see Lauren the Aggie nuclear. She looks like she could get pretty worked up.
I don't think she was threatening her with scissoring.
I mean, that's how you fix things, right?
Lauren the Aggie, can you tell us exactly what you mean by scissoring? I've never heard such a term.
Or with scissors. I need some clarification there. My Nick in a Box, which is one of the best Twitter handles out there. What are the odds 45 will be permanently underwater after the proposed reconstruction downtown? Man, that is going to be a nightmare.
I haven't heard about this.
Oh, well, they're combining 45 and 59. It's going to be a massive project. It's going to take several years.
What do you mean they're combining 45 and 59?
Like around downtown, they're going to kind of combine that area. Because I drive 59 every night. It's a mess.
But there's like a big chunk of the city in between.
Well,
45
it's going to go.
59.
Well, not. But they're going to actually, if I'm not mistaken, everything that goes to St. Emmanuel on that side of St. Emmanuel near the George R. Brown, like Little Woodrow's, all that gone. The road is good because it's being widened. It's going to come all the way out to St. Emmanuel. And they're already doing work on 45 now. One of the exits to 59 is closed there, to 59 North. So it's going to be an absolute nightmare. And what really sucks is they're also doing work on 59 and 610 over here starting about the same time. Well, guess who's on both ends of that? So it's going to take me an hour to get here every day.
So it's going to, you're receiving from both ends.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I'm getting it from both ends here.
Yep.
But no, it's, I mean, in the end, and I don't know if I'll even live to see the end of this, because look how long it took to do 45 South. 290 is never getting done. I've just decided that's never happening. But when it's done, it's going to make a huge difference, because there's just, especially when you're taking 59 in towards downtown and it goes from five lanes to three, it doesn't matter what time of day it is. It's just, it's a mess. And, you know, that's, interestingly enough, that's the way I go home. So
thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, so it's going to be bad for a while, because that's two major arteries into the city.
Yeah.
And it's already changed things a lot, because people coming from 45 South, a lot more of them are having to come through on like Polk and Leland now, because Peace is still a mess. So it's going to take a while, but in the end, it'll be for the best.
Yeah.
All right. So I told you I had a sports story, sort of.
Oh, okay. I've got more not sports
okay.
stories.
Okay. We'll do those. We'll do those too. But the it's also not sportsy, really. But it's about the Masters. Did you see that they give out a list every year of things you can't do if you're a fan?
Baba Booey. No yelling out Baba Booey in the backswing.
Here's one thing: you will be kicked out if you say dilly dilly.
Really?
Yes.
So you can say Baba Booey, but not dilly dilly?
Honestly, I don't know. They give a list to everybody that says you can't say or do these things. You can't run there. I've been one time, and it was fantastic. I'm going to tell you, it's a great experience to do once. But as pretentious as you think they are, multiply that by 1,000. Like, sir, we don't run at Augusta National.
Oh, sir, boy.
Sir, we don't shotgun beers at Augusta National.
Sir.
We don't slap waitresses on the ass here at Augusta National.
Unless you remember, sir.
Yeah, I mean, they want it to be, and I know some of the crowds have gotten out of hand. I know in Phoenix it was kind of crazy, but that one's always crazy because it's they're drunk. But they're just trying to keep things under control.
So we don't dilly-dilly at Augusta National.
I like that rule.
I kind of do, too. But, yeah, they will kick you out there, too. I've seen people get kicked out for stuff. Guy, what was it? I can't remember what the hell he was wearing. But it was after Happy Gilmore came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude was pretending to do the Happy Gilmore swing, and they kicked him out from behind the green.
Jeez.
So we don't do that at Augusta National.
Jeez, yeah, Augusta National, lighten up.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is a cool thing to do once. So.
I've been looking through my odds here, see who to go with.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling great about this, but how many guys do we draft?
Isn't it five?
Five and then
no, it's six and we take the top four.
Okay.
So you can have two guys miss the cut.
Okay.
And what are the other rules to this? There's no other rules?
That's it.
Okay.
We snake draft it and boom, we're done. We'll each have six golfers and then we count the top four scores. Okay. And if you only have three guys make the cut, you lose.
Yeah, there's no way. Unless, what if all three of us only have three guys make the cut?
Then we all lose.
Okay.
There's no way in hell, statistically, the three of us can't have... Well, yeah, there is, but it's almost impossible.
Okay.
Whoever drafts Tiger, that's one guy who's not going to make the cut. I'm just telling you right now.
He's 10-1.
It's absurd.
On VegasInsider.com.
832 says, I can keep expanding the highways. It won't solve anything until we become bus people or train people. I think we should be spending money to expand that metro rail, but you know, I think
the metro rail should go all the way out to suburbs.
I agree. I think
to the airports.
I think it should go to the airports. I think it should go to the Woodlands. It should go to Katy. And there certainly should be a line from downtown to the Galleria.
Yeah.
Because if there was, guess what? I would ride the damn thing every
day. I'm with you, man. I would be for that.
Yeah. But the problem is there's too many people. It was a state senator or something kept them from putting it on Richmond to go out to the Galleria. Yeah. So,
you know what I think they should do? They should just, instead of like a train system, let's make a massive ski lift system where you like sit in a chair and it just rotates all the way around.
What about a zip line system?
I like my idea better.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I mean the zip line, it's a long way to go and you have to always be going downhill. And I know like when you were a kid, you walked uphill to school both ways, but...
School was right across the street. I'm not one of those. School was right across the street.
Here, there's no way where you can go downhill both ways.
Yeah.
And Houston's relatively, really
flat. It's pretty
flat
here. But let's just put ski lifts over the top of the interstates.
Well, let's take those things that used to be at Astroworld and just use them.
That'd be good.
Yeah. They're like ski lifts, only you were enclosed and you get stuck in them all the time, too.
You can make out with some chicken there.
All right.
Did you say Man Center's strong?
Yes, sir.
Good, because I was wanting to tell you about raising up your testosterone. If you're having issues with testosterone and you're on the injections, man, long term, it ain't great. Man Center's is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Because if you're on the shots, it can damage fertility, can cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And I don't know about you guys, I can't afford shrinkage. If you're currently on these treatments, Man Centers is offering a way out. They're providing a way out. You can avoid the crash. It's simple. Give them a call. Stop in and see them. They've got three locations now: Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland, and off 249 in Tomball. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They're doing the free general male wellness checkup, which means that's $150 in savings. So there's no excuse for you not to go out and get yourself checked out. See if you could be more manly at Man Centers. They're doing Saturday appointments now, too. They fill up quickly, so make sure you call or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. It's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Maybe I'm the one, yeah, the paranoid play, yeah.
listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Lamont asked if the big horse race is snooty like golf. It seems like the same social crowd. Yes and no, because if you go to the Derby, horse racing is a lot more stratified. There's like an area where the riches go, and only the riches. And then there's an area for, like, normal people. So, like, the infield at the Derby is full of people getting drunk and having fun and being silly, and all the riches are, like, in the clubhouse. And I've been to both. The infield was more fun when I was younger. I'm pretty sure I'd rather be with the riches now. And one of my favorite things, if you go to the Preakness, the infield at the Preakness, they've tamed it a little bit because of all the alcohol problems when the guy ran out on the track and tried to punch a horse. But the first time I went there, I have a friend who was covering horse racing in Washington. And it was my first trip there, and he goes, and the infield was just packed. It's like 9 in the morning. Says, all right, I'm going to give you my binoculars. I'm going to bet you $20 you find somebody having sex within 15 seconds. So I bet him the $20. I'm like, there's no way. I saw like three different couples having sex in less than 10 seconds in the infield. So,
jeez.
So yeah. Now, I'm pretty sure he scouted out and knew the direction I was going to look. So he kind of outplayed me on that.
Okay.
But still. So, yeah.
That's a lot of public sex.
Yeah. So it is. It's kind of for both crowds. There's not really an in-between. It's either you're a rich or you're a wild, fun person. Okay. I think kind of like now I'm in that sort of middle level where I just want to go and not get drunk and slide in the mud if it rains and
see people like have you'd sex. Like to have air conditioning and things like that.
Yeah, but I don't want to, I don't want to do too much.
So. Right. But you don't want to eat caviar.
No, I don't want the caviar.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've done our drawings for our placements. If I'm to believe Jong, he got the first pick. I drew the second pick, which leaves you, Fred, with the third pick. Is that what your paper says? Is that accurate?
Yep, that's accurate. I'm good with it.
Jong, are you ready to go?
Oh, we're doing this now?
Yeah, it's 5:30.
Yeah, you're okay. First.
I know it's your. Why are you eating now, too? What? That's such a bonehead move.
I'm hungry.
We're going to taste make.
Yeah. This is fruit.
So?
Still,
like, that's like.
You should be saving room for
a
show. Oh,
no,
man.
I'll get hungry again.
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to go with Jordan Spieth.
I knew you were going to do that, which pisses me off.
Well, maybe he's tied with Tiger for the odds-on favorite.
Okay. I'm going to go. I'll go Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
Fred, you get two selections.
And
here.
I will take Justin Thomas.
Oh, that was my next choice.
And Dustin Johnson.
All right. Trust me, Dustin Johnson, you don't want.
Really?
No, I feel like I have him every time, and he never wins.
Yeah, the one time he won, I had him. So
yeah, I don't there want that guy. I'll take Justin Rose.
Foreigner.
It's all right. Well, I've got two of them so far.
I will take Bubba.
All right, you get one more.
I will take. I'll take Tiger.
Okay. I'll take Phil.
You guys going for the big names here?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you took the two highest or two lowest odds left on the board.
It's not my fault. You could have picked either one of them. You picked in front of me. Bitch about any of my picks.
I'm just saying you don't judge my picks either.
I do judge your picks. That's what we do here. We judge everybody else's stuff. I will take. I'm going to go with Sergio Garcia.
Oh, what a big name.
Yeah, I'm getting back at you guys for taking
this was
all.
The big name around. Okay.
Yeah. Do I get another one?
You get two in a row.
Okay, I'll take Ricky Fowler.
All right. Let's see. I'll go with Jason Day. He's usually done me pretty good.
I think that's a good selection at that stage.
Thanks. I was going to take Fowler, but
makes
you
up for your crappy ones. Before.
You took my choice that time.
I will take Paul Casey.
All right.
And is this John Ram?
That's a made up person, but if you want him, okay.
R A H M. He's 25 to 1.
Rom. Okay.
He's 25 to 1.
You've got him. I like how we do this with no research whatsoever.
We're just looking at the odds. Yeah. That's basically it. Although I reached way down for Sergio because he's 30 to 1.
You did. That was a ballsy move.
Same with Ricky Fowler.
Yeah. There was some thought process to that. I actually read Josh's preview today.
Oh.
So that
was you actually doing some research.
Well, not really. I just had to edit
it. You did some research.
I edited it like 5:30 this morning.
Let's just admit that you did a little bit of research.
Well, if you want to call it that.
Let's see where I should go here. I'll go with, no, I don't like him. Crap. No, I don't want anybody.
Ah, crap?
Yeah, none of these guys left are any good.
Kuchar?
No, don't try to trick me into taking somebody. I'll take, Ian Poulter.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'll change him to Louis Oosthuizen.
Because you like to say Louis Oosthuizen?
Yeah, I like
to
say that. I'm cheering for him.
Where is he on this odd list? 60 to 1.
60 to 1. All right, Fred, your final two choices.
I am going to, at the suggestion of our buddy Chris Whitmire, I'm going to take Patrick Reed.
Okay.
And Matt Kuchar.
Can you say Kuchar on radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barely knew her.
And I will take my uncle, Charlie Hoffman, for my final pick. And, John, your final choice?
If we're going to play it that way, I'm going to take my cousin, Hideki Matsuyama.
Matsuyama. Okay. Well, there we go. There's our rosters. Good luck, boys. What are we doing? 10 bucks? 20 bucks?
10 bucks.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, we do winner take all?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, if the
No, we pay off all three spots, so everybody gets $10.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Yes.
Jeez. The hell, John. See, we'd have to involve other people if we wanted to pay off more than one spot. And this is a private blitz thing. It's a private club. We've done this every year. And
only for the big tournaments, though.
Yeah.
Not every tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, I'm not going to watch any golf this weekend anyway unless Tiger's, like, in the mix on Sunday.
Yeah, I the only thing, I'll pay attention to it just because we have a rooting interest. This is, that's why this has worked out, is because it makes me pay attention.
Yeah.
So, 713, you know, ESPN, is that the... Okay, I can't read that name because I have lights in my eyes. This is
UGA Rick.
Okay, UGA Rick.
I think that's Uga Rick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rick. Sports.
Sports to you. Hey, I wanted to follow up on the Masters and them coming out and saying that they were going to ban certain sayings, dilly-dilly being one of them. I was curious if you guys saw the response from Bud Light on that.
No.
Yeah, they're going to do like 1,000 shirts and give them to people to wear in there.
Oh, boy.
Which
they're going to get people kicked out of the Masters.
They're going to get people kicked out of the Masters because that's how those people are. They will kick them out. You watch.
So we need what are the odds that we even see one on camera?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to go... less than 5% because I have a sneaking suspicion that they will...
I think
they won't let you in if you're wearing one. So
I'm kind of with you. And I think if they do let you in, I think there's going to be specific instructions. Don't put a camera on that.
Well, they're going to put tape over her shirt or something.
Yeah.
That I'm telling you, these guys don't mess around. They don't.
There's got to be one of these golfers. Are golfers sponsored by beer companies?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
So, like, let's say Tiger's sponsored by Bud Light. Like, if I were Tiger... First time off the tee, I'd smack it, and then you just yell, dilly, dilly. What are they going to do, kick him out?
I bet they would, yeah, because they don't
are
care.
Are you crazy?
No, the Augusta people run the thing. They don't care. They do not care. Honestly, they don't worry about ratings. They don't worry about anything. If he were to do it, they would kick his ass out.
He's a champion.
It doesn't matter. This is like, I mean, well, I almost compared it to Nazi Germany, but it's close. I mean, this is a dictatorship, and they control everything. For the longest time, there were certain holes they wouldn't let the network show because they weren't as pretty as the other ones.
Oh,
like you couldn't even show golfers on those holes. Yeah, they don't care. That's, I'm telling you, man, that place is iron-fisted.
My goodness. That's why I don't want to go. I don't like going to places with all those rules.
Well, it is. It's very. I mean, it was shocking to me the first time I went. Now, I wasn't going to go around yelling, "You the man," or whatever.
Dilly dilly.
Yeah. Go get him, shark. That was when Greg Norman was playing when I was there. But yeah, I was never going to do that. But you know, it did surprise me the rules they had, and they had people enforcing them. The little old Georgia man. 214 says people wear it under their shirts. What good will that do? Because you're trying to get it on TV. That's not very good marketing.
No.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN
97.5. You won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seeing me? By the merciless eyes I'm deceived. I've seen angels fall from blinding heights, but in yourself I'm nothing so divine.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Last call for Tastemakers. Do they even have tickets left at the door, John?
I don't know. I don't want anybody else to go.
Yeah, can we find out from somebody? Because I don't want to keep reading this and then people get there and say, "Who told me I could still get a ticket and I can't now?" Because as of yesterday, it was the last I heard, there weren't going to be tickets available because they were going to be out.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, have you ever, you've probably gotten drunk and walked the tab accidentally, right?
I have, but yeah. I always go back.
Yeah, you always do. Usually you've left your credit card there anyway, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, but
now
more and more you don't leave your card with the people, so.
Well, a lot of times they'll run it.
Yeah.
And then that way if you walk it, then they just add 20%, which you probably would do anyway, so. But it's, you've never intentionally walked one.
No.
No. And yeah, and I've a couple places I go, they don't take my card because they know me. So I always worry about that, but so far I haven't done it. Well, this guy walked in to the Willard Intercontinental Hotel and announced he was from London, and it was his birthday. He was in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Seems
legit.
Also overheard plotting to jump the White House fence, which is never a good idea.
That's not wise, guys.
No. So it was at the old Ebbett Grill, and the manager said he blended in like a regular kind of guy. And so he was there first, and then he went to the Ritz-Carlton and had a dinner of grilled octopus, a rack of lamb, a 156 bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay.
And a shot of rare 34-year-old single malt Irish whiskey.
Okay.
It's so rare, it's kept under a combination lock in a vault. Would you care to guess how much this shot cost?
What was the damage?
$1,200.
It's like VY at Cheesecake Factory. I don't give a damn.
Apparently, this guy has been doing it all over Washington, but he orders all the expensive stuff, then skips out without paying the bill.
Okay.
So
has he been busted?
He got away with a $1,200
Damn.
Shot. Police have arrested a suspect, Nicholas James Cooper, 21, three times. Yet he's routinely been released pending his next court date, which is April 12th. So while he was out, he's still doing this.
Damn.
Nicholas James Cooper, 21, English. So, yeah, basically, authorities say he's a British citizen, and they've been in contact with the consulate. Officials there did not respond to interview requests.
It sounds like that guy's just living his best life, right?
Yeah.
Like he's maximizing, you know, every day.
But they said he was dressed casually with jeans and a sweater. So it was amusing to watch him drink expensive drink after expensive drink over the period of a couple of hours. He appeared knowledgeable.
It was amusing until they walked the tab, and then they were like, I bet they weren't amused then.
No, no. So, and he was talking to some women who seemed mortified. They were obviously trying to have a pleasant conversation between them, and he kept insisting on talking to them and taking photographs with them. That's kind of rude. But general manager of one of the places says, I'd rather not be rude or mean. I'd just rather not speak about it. Yeah, you know, that's never a good thing when a guy's coming in and running up tabs like that and running off. So the guy was arrested, charged with two counts of theft, and he was released pending his April court date. He told the arresting officers, I have nothing. Well, clearly. So I'm guessing going to be a little jail time.
Damn. Got him.
Yeah. The officer said in the affidavit that in the previous incidents when he was arrested, the suspect had asked the officers to just shoot him because he can't pay for anything.
That seems like overkill. But
it just kind of goes to show if you're that down on your luck, you might as well go out in style, right?
Yeah.
If you're about to wind up homeless,
That's what we call going for the gusto.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You know, he could have taken a better path in life.
Yeah. He could have had more money to pay for those drinks.
All he had to do.
Go to my computer career. And listen, if you hate what you do, you don't have to be doing that anymore, guys. My computer career, they can get you on the path to a new IT career in a hurry, making more money, working less hours. MyComputerCareer.edu, take a free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. How about that? 4 months. It's like less jail time than that guy got, I think. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Transitioning people into an IT career is what they do. Attend classes on campus or live online two or three times a week, and it's going to be everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.